Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
The dash a digi, the schedule busy, my head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie, my cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Well, for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me, and she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your Money Records, the Army, the Navy, it ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved
me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them youngins come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, fly by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million of hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
Weezy out of here.
Yeah. So what do you stand for, show? I'm your host, Great Bossa Nova, alongside my host is Miss Jersey.
Yo, Miss Jersey is in the building.
As you can see, I'm here for the fuckery of life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Jesus,
so tonight we have our special guest, calling in industry insider, Mr. LTD. Last 4 year SCM nominee, celebrity booking agent. He's been on reality TV shows, movies. You've heard him in songs with Gucci Mane. He's been on some songs with David Banner and a couple of your other greats. In a nutshell, he's an award-winning host. On top of that, he's one of Hunk Magazine's finest. A plug to the industry.
Oh, that's what's up. Ow.
Yes, yes, yes. He's on top of it. He out here. He out here. He moving around. And we're going to hear some great things for him. We're going to be talking about, of course, Hunk Magazine tonight. We also going to be catching up some of the things that, you know, he getting dibbling dabbling into down there in Atlanta. And you know Atlanta is a market. Always stuff
for
going
real.
On. So cool.
For real.
If you know, but
you jump in Atlanta. You jump in Atlanta, trust and believe you me.
Yes.
People will hear you.
For real, for real.
If you was jumping out there, people will hear
you. For real, if you get a good, especially if you get a good plug. I mean.
Right.
So, we definitely going to be getting into it with him tonight, seeing what he got cooking, what he got coming up, you know, about his, he's also an independent artist, so we must get into that. We're going to listen to a couple of his songs, his singles. He got one new and one that's been out for a little while, and we're going to take a listen to both of them tonight when Mr. LTD calls in. So right now we're going to go to break. Of course, we're going to turn up. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We gonna keep it raw.
All right,
Jersey.
Oh, why wouldn't we? It wouldn't be Street Smart Radio if we didn't. I'm just saying.
Already. Alrighty.
So I'm
we'll be right
too.
Back. Of course, we go and jump in. Oh, day long. Hey, keep it going. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you speak for?
Whoa.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Hold on.
If you ain't my bitch on my day one, lil' bitch, you better not say none. Lil' bitch, I'm grown, this ain't no play gun. My bitches be going dummy for you bitches trying to dump me. We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going
dummy.
We going dummy.
We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going
dummy.
We going dummy.
We rapping bitches just like mommy. Full kind turn out. Lil' bitch, you better burn out. To shut your mouth and blow your back out. That's your nigga.
That's your nigga.
I see him rocking with his cock out. I'ma fuck on and in your Section 8 rent out.
Tell him Kiki.
Tell him Kiki. Her bitch ass don't wanna see me. I'ma kidnap a logo fucker till she pee pee.
Have my money.
Have my money.
On my mama talking Riri.
Riri.
Lil' dusty bitch, how you gon' cheat me?
If you ain't my bitch on my day one, lil' bitch, you better not say none. Lil' bitch, I'm grown, this ain't no play gun. My bitches be going dummy for you bitches trying to jump me. We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going
dummy.
We going dummy.
We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going dummy.
We going dummy. We rapping bitches just like mommy.
Yeah.
Lil' bitch, you trying to cut up. But you know that you done fucked up. I got a shooter for your shooter. My youngest boo like computer. We clutching chopper, fuck a ruler. On that Instagram posting, Facebook, you going live. Whoopin' Z-Bad ass, where you at? Split that 360 in half and make it leak down a bank. Your location was on, bitch, we know where you at. Bout to pull up, bout to pull up. With my dummies in back.
It's up,
with my battery pack.
Ha.
No smoke, no smoke.
She don't want that. With my bitch on my day one, lil' bitch, you better not say none. Lil' bitch, I'm wrong, this ain't no play gun. My bitches be going dummy for you bitches trying to jump me. We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going
dummy.
We going
dummy. We rapping bitches just like mommy. We going dummy.
We going dummy.
We going dummy.
We going dummy.
We rapping bitches just like mommy.
Lil' bitch the great in the corner begging for a body. Bow. T bitches got bail money. We going dummy.
We're back.
He's going dummy. I love that song. I love them. When is she coming back on? That's all I want to know.
Well,
when is she coming back on?
What we're going to do is we're actually trying to get her on soon. She's performing during AC3 down in Atlanta. And ATL Hip Hop Day, which coincides with each other. Street Smart Radio is the plug, of course. So we're trying to get set up with the plug for ATL Hip Hop Day in the AC3 and bring her back on before and after so we can get the school before, you know, we can get that little before and then bring her back on afterwards.
Right.
So hopefully that's going to be in motion soon. That's at the beginning of October when the festival actually takes place. So hopefully middle of September we could be expecting Vicious to slide back through. I love me some Fisher.
Thank
she won. Know. She's a great artist. Like, I love her to death.
She is.
And to come to her
I
music.
I love her energy. I love her
yes,
energy. She's
yes.
such a nice person. You know, she's real
yes,
great back.
Yes.
Great, great personality. So definitely can't wait till she come back on and hear
definitely.
Some new music, man.
For real. I'm definitely looking forward to that, the new music. Because I know, we've already heard how hard she goes. So I only think she's just going to get better, you know, with time. And even though she's been doing it for a while, you know how artists get, even especially the ones that's been in the game for a minute, they just get better and better. They just learn.
Exactly.
And they get better and better.
Exactly.
Except for the ones that don't, you know, just play with it. But the real ones, they as time go on, like Yo Gotti, you know, all the greats, they get better and better. They get better
exactly.
and better.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. So what has been going on?
Listen.
What has been going on?
First off, before we get into all the goodness, I want to send prayers up for Hawaii right now, the state of Hawaii. They got this killer hurricane heading towards them. They've already amassed on a big island more than 30 inches of rain on one of the other islands, which we know all our service members are on, Honolulu.
Not just Hawaii. You know, you had that little earthquake going on in the West Indies.
Right.
So definitely everybody up there in the West Indies, make sure, you know, you sit up here and spread love and
checking
on your family.
I'm definitely getting to that because that's right in along the lines of what I'm getting to, what's coming up. Well, basically, you know, all of this is happening because our magnetic poles are shifting. Our poles are shifting. Our climate is warming up. Things, what they say, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that was before shall be again. So this is not the first time our planet is going through a cataclysm or a hurricane, the earthquakes of this magnitude. If you read your good book, or if you know anything about the good Bible, history, religion, different, if you know anything about where you came from, Africa and all that, you know that the pole shift but the countries start spreading apart, the continents start spreading apart. And that's what's happening right now. Every time our poles shift, a different parts of our country feel this. So ultimately, these hurricanes that are hitting Hawaii right now, including the volcano that's still going on top of the fires they're getting and the earthquakes they're getting, then you got down in Central America, they is letting down there. South America, South and Central America is letting off with earthquakes all the way from South America.
Trinidad and Tobago just had one.
That's
you know,
right.
Grenada just had one. And it's crazy because, if you know, I got family out there. So I really, you know, anybody who's West Indian, make sure you check up on your family because you really don't know what happened soon. Some things that might happen real, real soon and happen fast. So make sure you touch base with the family out there and make sure they are right.
Right, because what I understand, this was nothing to be played with. I mean, they took a hit. This was nothing like a 3.4 or 4.5. No, they've been getting hit by 7.1, 7.6.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
stuff
like that, and they've been deep, which means when it's that deep, more destruction takes place because, you know, you got vibrations. Everything is goes on vibrations and sound. That vibration fan now, you know how much destruction you have on top of the sweep. You got storms that are, you know, be affected, the water lines, the shorelines, crops. So along with the storms, you got to think about these storms are affecting our crops.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting, you know, it's a lot of things you got to think about.
People don't really realize how much they're affecting, you know, the livelihood of just the human race. That, you know, what everybody think, oh, we can get this from here, that from there. There are certain types of foods and everything like that you cannot grow in the United States that are only going to be available in those tropical places, i.e. the West Indies, i.e. South America, i.e. Central America. We get so much product and produce from it, it's ridiculous. So people really need to open up their eyes and understand the magnitude of this chain effect that's going on.
Right. And realize that you could be lucky today, but these storms and these catastrophic earthquakes are occurring all over the world. If you do not remember, we here, Texas, was just hit last year. Around the same time right now, hurricane is getting hit. Hawaii is getting hit right now. We got hit last year. Around the same time right now was when Andrew hit Florida. So these hurricanes are getting worse. They're getting worse and they're getting worse. And unless we, as people of this earth, start doing better with taking care of this planet, guess what? They're only going to get worse.
Not just only worse, but, you know, you think about the long term. You know what I'm saying? Not even the short term. Like, yeah, something can happen today, but think about what's happening today, how that's going to affect us 2-3 years down the line.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize that. And yes, we as human beings do need to take care of Earth a whole lot better than what we're doing, because we're actually destroying it quicker than it should deteriorate. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we have a lot more children coming up to in this generation, my child's generation, our children's generation,
mm-hmm.
that are very scientific. They're very bright. These are star children. So I'm keeping hope alive that these are the children that's going to repair this earth. I'm going to keep hope alive because, you know, we beautiful. Everywhere is beautiful. But, you know,
you know that something can be done to help what's going on, you know. And if you, once you lose that hope, you fall into the same category as everyone else who isn't doing their part to help take care of what we got going on, because people really don't understand how bad things are getting. They're not going to understand it until it directly affects them. And that's the sad part.
Right. And it's not only the weather and stuff that's affecting us. It's the crime, everything else that comes with it. Harmonically, emotionally, spiritually.
Everything from the gases.
We got to do better.
And all of that. Like, it's crazy. Like, we could do better.
What do you stand for? So that's pretty much has within the past couple of days, especially with dealing with this hurricane and these fires in California, dealing with those for almost two weeks
like
straight.
I've seen a video clip of this father and son who had to drive through a wildfire because they were stuck in there. They had to drive through it, and it's just like it was everywhere, and the vehicle was getting hot. The sun was in, and he was like, "Dad, we gotta get out of there." You know, his dad
looked like something out of Constantine or Hellboy or something. One of them,
right?
Old,
it really looked like
Lucifer
something
movie.
Out of a movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you know, that's pretty much what has been on my mind this morning. Recently, it's just, you know, things start getting to you. The homeless people outside, you ride by them. It's so much going on besides the stupid crap that everybody talk about. You know, it's so much more. And if we paid more attention, and you know, we'd be a lot better off, a lot more better off. We gonna go right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jersey.
I was saying, if people start working together and stop with the nonsense, we could turn, like, the world could be a whole much better place as far as the health of the earth. It could be so much better. But we don't know how to do that.
It's just, it's not that people don't know how to do it. People just, you know. It's not even people that don't know how to do it. It's just people are too lazy to do it. It's simple as that.
Right.
It's just
instead of trying
expect
to build
others
a damn
to do
space
it.
Force, how about you take the money you want to put into a fucking space force
and a whole, look,
making the
world I'm
going
to go get a whole T-shirt that say, fuck that wall, fuck that spaceport. No. But we'll be right back. We got Young Thug, featuring Nicki Minaj, anybody. Keep it tight with these Jet 4.
Somebody call for the queen.
Thugger. I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got these keys on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, skip to school, that's a truancy about it. I made me some rest in the morning, I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some breaks by the morning, I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a mean, no pneumonia, the rest keep me up on the ocean. I had
got a vac in my shoulder. You got a bitch of me rolling. You got a bitch of me rolling. Pacific ice in my ocean. Ready for war like I'm Russia. Ladies should never look it. My diamonds, they tussling. My neck and my belly on tussling. They calling for me and they rushing. You want me like you and I look. Yeah, her ex on her draw. Yeah, B racks better calm down. Yeah, if you go around. I shot it fully enough, but it's real bad, bitch. I wanna fuck you too. Dripping my swag, do about tag on the moon. I got it sipping in the bag now. Getting all type of cash, I'm a general truth.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got the streets on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, get to school, that's a truancy body. Made me some rats in the morning. I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some rats by the morning. I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a meat on the morning. The rats keep me up on the ocean. I had a pack in my shoulder. You got a bitch of me rolling.
You got a bitch of me rolling. Packing the semi, no calling. Ready for war like Korea. Headlining shows out in Poland. You should be cleaning my mansion. My peasant's disgusting. Why don't you act like a Hoffman and go get to Dustin? Latex on my drawers. Bitch, go clean my crown. They don't make a sound. Body goes on these hoes. White paint on my toes. When I send a new bay alert, niggas gon' be mad. Jumping in the Benz and I switch to the ghost like, who's you? Remember this face, cause I'm that bitch you gon' lose to. Tripping in the ice. Looking at screw you. It's squad goals win. All your bitches pretty like no, no.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got the streets on my back. Carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning. Get to school, that's a truancy body. Made me some rats in the morning. I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some breaks by the morning. I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a meat on the morning. The rats keep me up on the ocean. I had a pack in my shoulder. You got a bitch, you be rolling.
Campaigning and maintaining. How y'all doing right now?
We doing great. Good. We doing good.
So, like sir, introduce yourself. Go on, tell people who you are.
Well, I'm Mr. LPD, industry insider, underground artist. Been around and inside of the game, behind the scenes, all over that thing for many, many years.
That's what's up.
Right.
That's what's up. So you really do know the ins and outs of everything that's going on.
I like that. Yes, I really do know the ins and outs. Like I say, I started out as a teen doing my thing in Northeast Mississippi. Kind of took off around that area, Southwest Tennessee, which is the Memphis area, the Alabama area, so on and so forth. Got into a situation, went to Atlanta, and, you know, everybody repping Atlanta. So I kind of just started hanging around the right people, getting to the right situations, and led me to becoming a part of a lot of different DJ record-breaking coalitions. I was there the whole time with the Gucci Mane movement, the Trap House, in the studio every day during the recordings of the Trap House, out there hitting the spring blings and all of that good stuff in the Trap House. So Icy Van was a So Def DJ, toured with them, Escape, Franchise Boys was right there with that whole movement, and some other stuff, you know?
That's what's up. And it's funny that you say Memphis, because I was listening to your music, and I said, he sounds like a Memphis rapper.
Like,
right. I definitely get that Memphis vibe with the music that we receive from you. It's dope.
Well, I'm going to break that down. We got a little time. I'm from North Mississippi, so it's like, we are closer to Memphis. So you know, some people would say it's a derivative of the Memphis sound because we grew up and came up on the Memphis sound, like the 8-Ball and MJGs before the Coming Out Hard, before the world knew who they were. We were jamming them back when DJ Juicy J was their DJ, you know, and he's went on to do his thing with their 3-6 Mafia now, but they were 666 Mafia. That's one of the first groups I even opened up for, 666 Mafia and Skinny Pimp, back in, I think, 1996. So we came up on that same flavor, that same flow. We would go, that's like up the street from us, from North Mississippi, versus the bottom part of Mississippi, like David Banner and those guys, Big Crit, they're more so closer to Texas, Louisiana. So a lot of times you might hear their music and kind of get that, you know, that sort of a vibe
that
from them.
Vibe.
Yeah, but from Tupelo, we got that, even with the young guys right now, Ray Shrimmer are actually from Tupelo, Mississippi. And, you know, they kind of got that new young age Memphis vibe mixed with some of that old other new swaggy shit, too. So that's it in a nutshell, you know.
He said that all the old swaggy new shit, too. I know that's right.
Yeah.
They got their old time over there with who is that? Not Metro Boomin, with
Mike Will.
Mike Will.
Mike Will. Yeah, I mean, I got a long story on that. That's a real long story. I don't know if we can get into it or how much I want to get into it, but actually, I'm with Uncut Illustrated, you know. But that came about from my position at The Cut Magazine, which The Cut Magazine is ran by the guy that actually was over Ray Sherman and, you know, putting them out when they were doing their thing as another name and all on 106 and Park. It was a whole other group. And they, you know, went to Atlanta or whatever and whatever, and hooked up with some people, whatever, and other people. And long story short, you know, they got with the right people and they in a beautiful situation, you know.
Right.
Shout out to that.
So let's get into a little bit of this Uncut Magazine. Tell us about Uncut.
Uncut Magazine. Like I said, I got into the magazine game, I would say, 2003. It was a magazine out of Mississippi. It was doing its thing, and, you know, I was always doing my thing. So somebody from the magazine knew me as an artist, and, you know, they know I'd be out here doing what I do, city, state to state, trying to make me a little cake, and around a bunch of different rappers and other people trying to get their break. So they gave me a position to do some interviews and things like that. I was interviewing, like Paul Wall, a lot of guys that was hot at that time. So years later, another magazine out of the Midwest, I had bought a spot in that magazine to promote the different services that I offer. And a guy from Universal Records was looking for different independent artists, and he came across my page, and he gave me a call, and we got to talking, and like, you know, I let him know, okay, you know, I'm not interested in what, you know, what you're talking about with the, you know, as far as an artist, how you would hit them, but, you know, appreciate the call. And then we kind of got into how I was one of the biggest artists out of North Mississippi, and he was telling me about the guy that owns The Cut, and you know, he threw a couple names or whatever. So he basically made a phone call. And on that phone call, he said, hey, I got a guy on the phone. I just seen him in the magazine. And he's saying this, that, and the other. And he's the baddest, this, that, and the other out of Tupelo, Mississippi. And he said my name. And the guy was like, are you talking about the real Mr. LPD that was rapping with David Banner now? And he said, yeah. So we kind of got acquainted and talked, chopped it up. And he said, look, I want to give you a position with The Cut Magazine. And long story short, he gave me a position with The Cut. I stayed down with The Cut for years. And 2015, we kind of decided that, you know what, you out here doing your thing. Let's see what you can do. So I said, well, hell, we already rocking the cut. Ain't no need to change too much of it. So let's do whatever we're going to do with my team and call it the Uncut. You know what I'm saying? So Uncut Magazine was started 2015. 2016, we won Best Magazine Publication at the SEM Awards. 2017, okay. We won Best Magazine Publication, SEM Awards. You got Trina and Bigger Rankin presenting those awards. So, you know, that's kind of a big deal out in Memphis. And like I said, we 2 years in the game with the wins, and we 3 years in the game, period. We got some of the biggest PRs behind us. They make sure that we at all the major events, some reality shows. We got big sponsors that, you know, deal with us and rock with us, different companies and things like that. And, man, you know, it's a blessing. You know, Uncut Magazine is taking off like jets and spaceships and stuff. And we just trying to make it grow some more, you know?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. That's bomb that you were given the opportunities to do certain things, and you was like, you know what, I'm not going to fuck this up. I'm going
right.
to ride this shit till the wheels fall off. So that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes.
So right now, what we want to get into is your one of your high, your newest one, High Sex.
Okay.
V2.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about High Sex.
High Six, it's a record. I got Sugar Well on that record. She's like a neo soul artist. She came from doing a lot of backgrounds for like Marvin Sapp, a lot of different gospel artists. I only name drop a lot of them, but a lot of major gospel artists. And she got into where she's doing neo soul, and we kind of hooked up some kind of way. And I had an idea for her to sing a hook, and yeah, I mean, she was not with it at all. And I'm like, just do it. You know, I wrote the hook. I'm like, just do it. You're going to sound good on it. You know, if you don't like it, we'll just scratch it and give you something, you know, I guess more appropriate to say. But High Six is it's a jam. I got Tom Ski Mask on there. He's like a Memphis veteran, like one of the first guys. They had to deal with Relativity. It was on Rap City. He always rocked with me. I've had him in Atlanta at the ATL Hip Hop Day. The year before last, and he got on that song with me. Sugar Well got on it with me, and my boy Greg broke it at the Blue Flame, and he told me to come to the Blue Flame one night and kind of just check things out. And the girls, the dancers, were like singing it, so you could tell he'd been playing that record every day because they're singing it. So I'm like, okay,
not the dancers,
what I'm gonna do is drop
it.
The album and put this shit on there. They were shaking their asses.
Hey, y'all know. Y'all know them dancers. You get your music popping at the club, and them dancers. Hey, you see
that's
how
real,
I think? Well, you know,
that's
a whole lot of different artists. Their music was started in the strip club, and them
real.
Girls once they twerking, that thing, you know, you got a whole banger all over
you
the
got
club. So.
You know, if
that's
you can make
format.
It in
the
strip club.
I got that
club,
from Lil Jon. Lil Jon told me that years
it.
Ago. He's like, you want to always get it played at the strip club. That's going to be your best friend ain't going to be your, okay, that's
right.
It. He's like, the strip club
like
is going to be,
question.
You ain't got to say nothing but look.
Right. We're going to go right here and listen to this High Sex. We'll be right back, y'all. Y'all keep it tight. Stay locked. What do you stand for a show? Future and Mr. LTD.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I've been calling you. I got me up here smoking out real good. Just over here feeling myself or whatever. You're not answering. I've been calling you. Got me feeling some type of way. Got me want to sit over here and touch on my chest.
I want to feel good. I want to get high. I want to make love. I want to free my mind. I just want to fuck.
I've been thinking about you all day long.
Yeah.
I like how you stand in them tights with no thong.
Look at you.
Biting your lips when you smell my cologne.
Feels good, though.
Let's smoke us some strong and let's get it on. Bob and Sade while we sip on Rosé and Chardonnay. Mix with Jose and Bombay.
Ooh.
All I can say is I'd rather get funky with you. This has been one hell of a day. Papa don't restaurant eating alligator. She dressed like a hooker, but nope, I don't pay her. Play a fly, told you it gets ready later. Just get up, but naked, relax, and I slay her.
Yes.
I'm playing type, baby, but bitch, I don't play.
No.
My pippin is strong, my pippin is great. My Mac is immaculate, hear what I say.
You heard me right.
If you can't hold me down, then you're just in my way. Strolling and rolling, we gliding and riding and sliding around 285. She smelling so fruity, that booty look juicy, she thick with hypnotizing eyes. Let you her down and let you see back. Put down my zipper, lay head in my lap. Shut they singing sweet as taboo, we just passed her with two. Now what you want to do about that?
I wanna feel good. I wanna get high. I wanna make love. I wanna free my mind. I just wanna bust.
With me, baby, come on, let's get it crackin'. You know, I'm on the mission, we gonna do the smashing. You've been looking at me all night, you know the deal. I'm gonna put it on you, baby girl, like the Man of Steel. I need my God, so when we finish, I'm going up. If you're really down with me, let me see you pull it up. Hey, that sassy girl, Memphis Heat, Bonnie and Clyde, that is my drink. Nothing's gonna change when you drop it low, just for me. How does it feel when I'm rubbing on that body, touching on the major spots? I know you got excited, you looking at me different, biting on that bottom lip. I love the way you do it, let me go on and unzip. I said, how does it feel when I'm rubbing on that body, touching on the major spots? I know you got excited, you looking at me different, biting on that bottom lip. I love the way you do it, let me go on and unzip.
I wanna feel good. I wanna get high. I wanna make love.
Downtown ATL looking for a hotel.
Yes, indeed.
Still getting the chewing, she doing it well. She got a boyfriend, but I ain't gonna tell. I guess he'll find out when he get out of jail.
Oh,
finally found our location, that's our destination. The Omni is where it is. But before we hit the front, can somebody tell baby girl where's the ATM? She gotta pay if she really, really wanna play with me.
Mm-hmm.
If she really wanna stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really tryna lay with me. You're next to see. Enter the room and assume the position. I'm Dr. Feelgood, about to feed your prescription.
Yes.
I'm about to give you what you have been missing. So take off your clothes, shut up and just listen.
Yeah.
Cracking and clapping, she can't take no more. Then roll and tow from the bed to the floor. Take a little break, smoke a little grow. We hit it again.
Yeah,
look at her go.
Around,
enter the room and assume the position. I'm Dr. Feelgood, about to feed your prescription. I'm about to give you what you have been missing, so take off your clothes, shut up and just listen. Smacking and clapping, she can't take no more. Get woke and tow from the bed to the floor.
Yeah,
take a little
rip,
smoke a little grow. We at it again, we're always gonna blow.
Everybody from North, East Mississippi, and Southwest Tennessee, whether it's Jackson, Tennessee, Millington, like we all, like that's what we grew up on. And I'm talking about from like fifth, sixth grade, like grade school. So it's like, that's like the Lord Infamous, rest in peace, Lord Infamous from 3-6 Mafia. That's like one of his like trademark drag flips. Da, 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 da. And who
right.
would have ever known like right now? it's crazy. The whole world is rapping like that, but everybody, like some people, that you know, they might say the same thing over and over again. I just say something and just, you know, say something, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But when you can do that and, like, really, you know, do some storytelling with it, that's displaying real skill. And like I said, we kind of came up just doing that. I mean, my first tape was like that over, like, a Too Short beat slowed down. So, you know, it's like it's nothing. And I kind of got away from that. And, you know, just started doing other stuff while I was behind the scenes. But, you know, getting in the studio and a lot of guys we came up with, they're like, nah, that's like something y'all was doing. So just do your shit. So I'm like, okay, I'll do some shit like that and just do it. And, I mean, it's jamming, you know. I'm glad everybody like it. And the album been doing pretty good. It's been out 2 weeks. And it's 2 weeks and I've gotten 2 checks from the distributor already. So it's doing pretty good, I guess.
I would say that if you like that. Right.
So have you already started making it across the board as far as FM radio yet?
Yeah, it's
as far as the new one
getting played on FM radio in North Mississippi and in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee broke it, I think maybe back in January or February, back in first quarter, they broke it. So yeah, I mean, it's, we always try to make sure, you know, the home team gets a little piece of it and, the clubs down that area, but you know, right now it's like time to just get it, you know, I guess in different, regions and kind of, you know, see what they feel about it on their FM stations and everything. But yeah, Memphis and North Mississippi, it's been rocking on radio since first quarter. We're trying to get them on the My Way now.
Okay. That's getting ready to head into My Way. So tell us about My Way right now. Play the game My Way.
My Way record. Yeah, the My Way record. Shout out to On Point for Snap Mode Click. Now, he's out of Michigan. Now, the My Way record, we came up with a situation where a lot of people, if you want to do features with me, and I don't feature with just anybody, but those boys can rap. So, like I told them, we handle the business, do everything, get it done, and, you know, I'll come up with something. So he sent me some tracks, and I said, I'm just listening to certain tracks, and I said, all right, let me see what this sounds like, the old Shorty Swing My Way. And I had a couple things on my mind, so I just started writing to it. And I said, well, I'm going to write the hook. And I just started harmonizing the hook in my head. And I thought about something my uncle told me at the end of my grandma's funeral down in Mississippi. And he was saying, you know, do your thing and do it your way. You know, and always do it the right way. So I kind of incorporated that. I do the shit my way and play the game the right way with that. Wrote the hook. Me and Miss Seductive went and did that song maybe a week after I came up with the concept and everything. So we sent that and another track. I think I did like 3 tracks that day. I sent all of them where they needed to go, but that one and another one, we sent it to On Point. And he was just loving the other one, but I'm like, yo, don't sleep on that. That My Way is jamming. So he's like, all right. He went on and did his verse, sent it back, mixed. And I'm like, yo, just keep playing it. Because he's still in love with the other record, which will be on my next album and his next project. But now he's like, okay, yeah, that My Way is jamming. So that was the whole concept with the My Way. And right now, you know, it's been getting a little play on different stations. And we're about to, you know, I guess do a campaign, do a video, and just kind of see where it goes. I've had a couple people holler about like a real situation with it, but you know, situations, they look good, they're cute and all of that, but the real situations, though, this has got slashes through them. So if we can get a real situation, that My Way will become a situation. But My Way, you know, me, Miss Seductive, and On Point, that's a banger, and it's on the new album, Campaigning and Maintaining, you know.
Okay, so we're gonna get into that record My Way and see what you're talking about here. Let's see what goodness gonna talk all about. So we'll be right back. Y'all stay tight. What do you stand for? Show featuring Mr. LPD, My Way.
Yeah.
This is Future. Yeah. What's up? This your boy Nationwide Pippin, Mr. LPP. Over here with On Point, Snap Mode Click, Flair Tight Sounds, baby, really go down. We gonna do this. I'm on the way.
I'm good since the game, so the game good to me. I've been to pay due, so I make up pay fees. No time for me. I don't do so for free. If it ain't by the check, check your brother and me. So many years, shed blood for tears. Up and flowing, struggling, then I shift gears. A lot of that was with me, not here. Yeah, I'm not helping, so I'm just in my rear. Two mirror of life, and I cannot look back. I smoke, I still crack the top and drag a yak. Mac on the like a ripper, suppose. And listen to when I'm sitting in the cold. They say that I mean, I'm honest and cold. But their opinions don't mean to
not
me.
A thing.
City to city and state to state. They moving and shaking and making some cake. Don't want us to dip it, they getting and safe. They don't come out like I got flights to take. Plays to make and to pay. Don't need no new buddies. Train keep coming, I say doing something. You pay for a feature, that gon' be bobbing. E-N-A-Y-A-D-I-G-H-T. Underground, I'm ready to take S-I-P. Super on North Beach, with the P-F-P. What's my name?
I'm at the L-P-D.
P-L-A-Y-A-T-I-G-H-T. Underground, I'm ready to take S-I-P. Money keep coming, I say doing something. You pay for a feature, I bet it be bobbing. Money keep coming, I say doing something. You pay for a feature, I bet it be bobbing.
I do this my way.
I don't really give a s**t, you ain't paying. I'm trying to make a payment. Have you been fading on the grind? I'ma shine like a super saiyan. Hit the richest nigga ever, but I got my own crib and my own whip and my own street. Never begging for a crumb. And I came up off lips, I'm a boss. To my boss is a few racks of my hard earned fun. Yeah, paper on the floor, I'ma mop it up. Snap mode, play it tight, ain't no stopping us. Couldn't see us from afar with binoculars. I came up on the block where they rock it up. Keep a job, pay flips, and I clean guns. Now I'm legal to the core, making clean funds. Drop a verse on the fly, on a run. Nationwide grind, I know you wanna beat us. Gotta get your cheese up, booming on a re-up. It could be PayPal, money, grandma, Visa. Pontiac, Michigan, streets with my teacher. Do a die hood, better keep a heater. On the bleachers, and we on the court shooting game. Diamonds on my ring, I don't do it for the fame. Like a Uzi to a shank, you'll never pull rank. Everything that you say, coming out super lame. Accountants be counting, I'm really about it. I'm blowing the l. Don't need to be modest. They're saying they get it, but really I doubt it. I do my way to money, send my own snap holders a click. And yes, I'm the founder, when dropping my bars, I'm being so honest. I do it the right way, come follow the process. The highest, I'm not just, I'm aiming the topic.
My way.
I like that.
I like
that.
Oh, that's nice.
I like it, so. Like,
appreciate
I like that you bought bars. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you really, like, for a second here, you really, like, took me back to, like, the. I really, for a second, felt the original version come through with your voice on it. Like,
right.
I'm digging that. Like, you understand what the mix took me back. I had to. Back here having a throwback Thursday type moment on a Friday.
Appreciate that.
But,
real,
you know,
real.
So you have a lot of, you got a lot of artists that are, you know, remaking a lot of different songs, and some of
right.
them is just like, why did you do that? But I don't get that. I don't get that from this record. I don't get, like, why would you do that? You should have just left the song regular. I'm glad that you brought.
Right.
Something added.
But what made you,
you know,
right? What made
attitude?
You
want to
do that?
Appreciate that.
Because you know, some people like reach for it and they don't get it, like, nowhere near where you just got it. So
right.
What made you?
With me, like I've done a lot of different, like, you know, stuff like that, from, you know, some Rick James and Gap Band stuff, and kind of put my own flavor on it, but. I don't know. You know, I'm a real musician. Like, I was getting paid in the second grade to go and play drums for, like, different groups, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I kind of, like I say, on point, you know, it was like, all right, let's figure something out we can do and put on both of our projects. And it was just naked. And I'm like, okay, let me put this. I'm hearing this. I'm feeling this. And I just kind of went there with it, wrote the hook. I knew who to get to sing it. I knew she could nail it to kind of blend in with, you know, the girls that sung the hook on that, the original Shawty Sang My Way. And we just kind of went there with it, put it in God's hands. And it is, they say it's a banger. I don't know, you know.
Like, you know, like, you got your Zeros and, like, 8-Ball, MJG. And it's like, in the South, when they came out, everybody in that area was digging it, but it wasn't as big until, like, years down the line where you had everybody, you know, in the U.S. and U.K. and all other places that was really like, yo, this is like,
right.
How come why I didn't listen to this when it first came out? So it's like one of those songs, and anybody who knows music and, you know, can hear a good song when it come on, know that that's one of them songs that, trust and believe you me, people are going to be singing it years down the line.
I like that. I hope they do. I mean, like I say, it's been getting a lot of attention from the album. It's a lot of different songs on there that I like personally, but, like, that one is, that's one of my babies, you know. We riding around, I feel like I got to get the car seat and buckle her up real good, you know. That's one of my babies. I love her, you know. She's jamming.
Definitely. So tell us, you got any events that's coming up where your fans, you know, could come out with some people that's listening right now to pop up on you check you out?
Well, yeah, as far as the artistry, it's like, it's crazy because right now, like I said, my hands are in so many different pots. For the fall, we do have like a fall tour with the magazine and different reality celebs, different artists and things that's in the magazine. So we're going to be doing like a fall tour, hitting a lot of the different areas that's doing like the SWAT games and the classic, you know, the classics and stuff like that. So we're going to be doing like a lot of different in-stores and things like that. So what I'm going to be doing, our sponsors, like I said, we got sponsorships. I got personal sponsorships. I got thousands and thousands of posters for the album, flyers. So what we're going to be doing is piggybacking the in-stores off of the album and the magazine. So this fall, I mean, y'all liable to see me in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Pontiac, Michigan. Ain't no telling where you see me. Chattanooga, Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, like I said,
please,
this fall, you know, we're doing a fall tour. So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, go ahead.
I said you can't omit Texas. Please say Texas is going to be on that.
I rocks with Texas. I would love to come back to Texas. Lil Flip had me out there. I think that was last year for the Super Bowl, and I was on stage. We did the Houston Legends with Zero, Michael Watts, Devin the Dude. It was a whole big Kirko Bang. It was a whole big deal. So he had me out there. We was on stage. We got a lot of footage and highlights and stuff for the magazine, and I would love to come to Texas and do something. We also have a lot of the I got some records with some of those real Swisher House OGs. I got records with Big Tyke. I have Wrecking Yard on this album, and you know, they were like a real big deal with OG Ron C. OG Ron C's in this new issue of the magazine. And he's already said, you know, personally, he's rocking with Uncut. He's rocking with LPD. Whatever we're doing in the fall, he wants to be a part of it. He's chopping and screwing the projects just on love. It's some DJ Lil Steve from the Chop Stars. That's the protege of Ron C. He chopped and screwed some stuff at the end of this record. So, yeah. Hopefully Texas will get us in there before it's all over, and we can do some in stores, do some club events with the magazine as well as with the album, and something else. Like I said, we got going on. I keep my hands on so much stuff. A3C weekend. That's a big, big major weekend for hip hop, music, art, period. Down south is where they hold it, in Atlanta. And that's going to be the first week of October. So A3C weekend, we're going to most definitely be out campaigning and maintaining with the magazine, the album, the new issue of the magazine that we're working on will come out that weekend. We are partnered up with the ATL Hip Hop Day. This is like the fourth year we're partnered with them, and they're like on their fifth year. It's a fifth annual event. So we're partnered up with them again. This is at Woodruff Park. It's a free festival, so it for all ages could come out October the 6th, October the 7th, Atlanta, Georgia, Woodruff Park, downtown on Peachtree Street. DJ Scream's hosting it. Ain't no telling who you will see. Murphy Lee's been out, Bone Crusher, OJ the Juice Man performed last year. Like I said, DJ Scream hosts it. Big time radio jocks from 94.5 The Streets, different stations and things like that are gonna be there. I just did an interview for Big Health with Def Jam yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he's gotten us some situations for A3C weekend, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna come through there looking for different talent. So A3C weekend, everybody that's into art, hip hop, the whole culture of it needs to be out in Atlanta, Georgia, at the ATL Hip Hop Day and the A3C Music Festival. And we are currently, giving away some performance slots with artists that's getting features in the magazine. So if any artist wants to perform at the ATL Hip Hop Day, just get with us. We're partnered with them. We're really, really partnered with them, not somebody saying, hey, we can get you on the ATL Hip Hop Day, and you get there and they're like, who are you? No. Nah. We got you. When you get there,
okay,
all you got to do is say your name.
see you at South by Southwest next year?
I was there this year. I was there last year. I'm there every year. So, yeah. Lord
man,
say the same. I wake up breathing. I'm there.
You.
I'm in Austin.
We must have just missed you.
We were there. We did the we partnered with JT and them from Hot 107.9 in Atlanta. We covered a few different events.
As a matter of fact, I think we did catch you.
Buzz
you was out there with Jay King that was it that Friday night?
Friday night with JT and them at Buzz Wars. It was a 2-story building. They had upstairs, downstairs. Who was all in there? It was so many people in there.
We was over there with King Day, Gilly the Kid, Tamba Ali.
Okay, okay.
So
that's
we must have just missed you on that Friday because it was two different venues.
Yeah, it was
two different venues.
But this
year
we
linking up.
Friday,
and we linking
up this year.
Let's do it. We were there all weekend, you know. We rocked it with Def Jam. We rocked it with JT from Hot 107.9, and I stayed out there like a whole week. I was out there. I met some other people and kind of just, I'm a floater. I network, kind of like Houston Super Bowl weekend. I was out there to deal with Flip,
right,
and kind of ran into somebody else and a famous comedian, and I don't know how. Ended up staying at his house for like 3 days working on like scripts. Like I'm in some movies. I've done soundtracks. It's a cooking show. I don't think I signed a disclosure agreement or whatever, so I can't really talk about it. But I'll be on a TV show, a cooking show, coming. I guess it'll be fourth quarter or either first quarter when they air it. But I mean, they do their research. Mr. FED is doing a whole bunch of things. I keep my hand in a whole lot of different pots,
That's
so we
right.
Definitely
That's right. So tell
us this year because we trying to get some live coverage of you performing and so on and so forth. Like you said, definitely about networking. So,
And there's definitely been artists that have after we've put out a couple of ads with you coming on, it's artists that's been hitting us up to get the ACC. So definitely we're going to be linking up with you. We got some of the best, we're not going to just send you anybody. If you know how I operate, we've done business before. You know how I operate. So you know I'm bringing you nothing but the best. But while we at it, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you out on your social media so they can
follow you and see all this good stuff you're putting out?
You can go to Campaigning and Maintaining. That's the album. I mean, it's everywhere. Shazam, Tidal, iTunes, Apple, Spotify. If they don't want to pay for it and support it like that, just go to the go to YouTube and play it, man. You know, the licensing agreement to make sure that, you know, the family still can eat due to the streams. So just
right.
Support the Campaign and Maintaining. I mean, they can go anywhere. Dot Piff, and then me and Mark B has a few mixtapes on Dot Piff. They don't know that's 21 Savage is like real DJ. Not, you know, that's just. He's there on tour with him and everything. So, I mean, you just kind of put Mr. LPD in different situations. I'm going to pop up. You on Twitter, IG, you can do at PIMPLPD, but that's more like the personal page. But, you know, they go to at Uncut Magazine and kind of, you know, follow the whole movement with the magazine. And, you know, the magazine family always makes sure that their top rep gets like a lot of promo, so they're gonna, you know, you're gonna see what you need to see from me. But so, you know, some people, I let them in, they knock on their door, I see their request, you know, at Pimp LPD. And some people, you know, they it's like, look at that ID, you got your ID, you can't come in there, because it's some real serious stuff going
right,
on up
right.
there. You know, it ain't just a cool Pimp LPD name. It's like, you know, it's that's a whole different ball game we played. And you know, hey, shout out to Pimp and Ken. You know, he endorsed the magazine. Pimp Guard blessed it. And, man, Uncut Illustrated is going to continue to go to the top, hopefully. And we just want everybody to rock with us. PlayerTight.com, that's the website. And, you know, it just is what it is. We're trying to keep everything player tight. And like Duval say, live our best life, you know. It's time. We done played too many dudes, you know.
Already, for real. Well,
yeah.
We definitely thank you for taking time out of your night to come by Street Smart Radio and what you stand for show. Give us a little bit of time, a little input on your career and the great things you got going on. Of course, it's always a pleasure running into you, Mr. LPD.
Hey, I think
we'll
cool.
have,
you
know? Have you back on again, okay? This is not
definitely.
His last
oh,
time on, people. He will be back.
I don't mind,
you
know. Hey, I'm with it, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love. I wish y'all a lot of success, man. You know, I'm rocking with you.
Definitely.
We're trying.
And you know we rocking with you, Mr. LPD.
Right.
And we thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you to our listeners. It's been a great one tonight. For everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you once again. See you next time on the What Do You Stand For show. I'm Gray. This is Miss Jersey.
This is
Miss Jersey. We got Mr. LPD. We out, y'all.
PlayerTight.com.
DJ Mike Dog up in this motherfucker.
DJ Mike Dog.
First thing to call crack on the Foreman Grill. Money Lane Part 2. Jimmy Wapo, my motherfucking shut down corner. Hill District Disciples, baby. Let's go.
I'm coming quick, bitch, like I did a bit. Get rich, I'ma split the shit with my mom's kid. Chain froze like I got it out of the freezer part of the fridge. Niggas mad like they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Niggas think they gon' flip me, but I'm 10 steps ahead. That shovel on me, you dig. My nose running, you dig. Chicken shit like a squib. That drip all in my ad-libs. They gon' turn up when I'm dead. Throw 100 racks in my casket. I ball like basket. My Draco Jurassic. I ball, no draft pick. Stick shit like magnets. Two hits, no handprints. We lit like incense. Brick coming through the entrance. My trap house got no fence. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Purple lane with the yellow raincoat. Kobe. Code name Lame Man. Cocaine Cody. How you boss mainly your whole gang hungry. No pain, just talking from everything. Body gang, ain't none of the hammer clicks. Iraq, put that on the figure ring. All of my young niggas, they on orangutan. They on the money lane, they on everything. First off, the gun range. My nigga Lump Gang, RIP Lump.
chain. Blood on my ball, man. Young nigga Bruce Wayne. He threw the robin. He threw the homage. Knock out your arm. They real nigga. I was giving them knowledge. Instagram. I'ma like every comment. Sick of them vomit. Just to be honest. I'm a dog trying to get all my dog wrist. Catch me a nigga. All profit. Nap me a nigga. All profit. All profit. Regardless. I am a young black mamba. I can go sound when I want to. I buy a bitch if I want to. Used to get raps with my mother. My brother feed off each other. Drop back, J. Cutler. We got a strap with no rubber. Melt your ass like butter. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Nightmare, thinking something the devil trying to show me. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Frenemies, my closest enemies might be my homies. Like,